After meeting Aaron in the canyon, Megan couldn't help but look forward to meeting him again. Christy and Megan had arranged a meeting with him, but he didn't appear. Megan was worried to death about him, but Christy couldn't care less about his whereabouts. She was strongly convinced Aaron simply forgot about them. They were currently sitting on the sofa in their room. Megan had hugged her knees.
There's still no sign of Aaron. I'm worried.
Megan sighed.
Don't worry. He's probably all right and kept on hiking without us. He must be in a hurry. Anyways, he does not know us very well. Why would he wait for us?
Said Christy. She tried to call Megan, but without any success.
Maybe we should go back and look for him. What if he's had an accident?
Megan asked, sounding worried, but Christy simply groaned.
Well, that's so typical for you, Megan. Always thinking of the worst, huh? He probably passed us already. I'm sure he is okay.
Megan huffed.
Okay, if you say so, but let me ask the receptionist whether he was there.
The receptionist denied his appearance, and Megan hysterically hurried back to the hotel room.
Christy, he has not been here yet. Something bad must have happened. I can feel it.
Christy rolled her eyes.
Girl, calm down. We don't even know him.
But he's so cute. Why didn't we go back and look for him?
Megan exclaimed. Christy groaned.
Megan, he wasn't cute at all. But if you really are determined to see if he's all right, you can go look for him alone. I won't be helping you. And don't come back to me crying after he laughs at you because he's completely okay and just does not want to meet us.
She crossed her arms, sitting down on the sofa with a huff. Megan sighed and sat down next to her, hugging a pillow.
You're probably right, she said. He seemed pretty nice, though. Let's watch a movie, okay?
Christy smiled and nodded. Later they slept in, cuddling each other, not even having the slightest idea what Aaron was currently going through and how hard he had it.